just some of the laws of Hanukkah regarding Al Nisim. Of course, we say the Al Nisim in the Amidah, as we mentioned. If one forgets to say Al Nisim in the Amidah, he does not have to go back. However, the halakha does say that after he finishes Yuhal Tzum Nefim, before he says Shalom, he should insert the Al Nisim and the Bimim Matityah at that point. There's a machloket how he inserts it over there. For example, in Birkat HaMazon, the halakha says we forgot Al Nisim. He adds it in the one of the Harahaman. That's why the Ramah learns in Tafresh Pebet. Harahaman, who Ya'asir Lanu Nisim, Neflaot Kimo Shasit La'abotenu. He makes a prayer. So the Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Pebet also learns at the end of the Amidah, you'd make the same prayer. Derech Bakasha, he says. Harahaman, who Ya'asir Lanu Nisim, Kimo Shasa. However, the Ben Ishchai argues. The Ben Ishchai in Chut Purim said, that if you forgot Al Nisim in the Amidah, you say it at the end of the Amidah, the regular way. Al Nisim ala Prukan. Unudelecha Hashem elokeinu ala Nisim ala Prukan. But you don't say it as a prayer. So it comes out of a machloket between the Mishnah Berura and the Ben Ishchai. Lahalacha, in Birkat HaMazon, you would put it as a Harahaman. And in the Amidah, you would put it as a regular praise of Al Nisim. Now, of course, the halakha says that let's say when you got to Hatov Shem Chalukhan Elehodot, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you remembered, you should just finish. Don't say Lamedini Chokecha. Say Hatov Shem Chalukhan Elehodot, and continue it, and like we said, you can make it up at the end. The question would be, if a person is eating a Seudah on Hanukkah, and he forgets Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon, does he have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon? Absolutely not. The question is, let's say he started the Seudah on the last day of Hanukkah, and he finishes it after Hanukkah. Now he's making the Birkat HaMazon after Hanukkah. According to Maran, this is like a regular law of Shabbat. That if a person started on Shabbat, even though he finishes Motzei Shabbat, he says that Tzeva Alitzenu. And just like on Yom Tov, the same thing. And Shohan Aruch holds the same thing by Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing would be by Hanukkah, Purim, even though the Ben Ishchai has a different way of understanding. He says by Hanukkah, Purim, could be, it's not going to apply such a halakha, but the Ma'aseh, the Menhag of Yerushalayim, Acham Zra'atiyah, Alam Shalom, and all the Poskim, Acham Ben Sion, Acham Avadya, all say that if you started Seudah before, it goes according to when you start. Preferably you should eat a Kezayit, maybe on Yom, and then everybody would say, again, that you would have to say Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon, even though you're finishing it after sunset. The question then would be regarding Al Nisim, or regarding the Birkat HaMazon, I should say, do you say Migdol or Magdil? Sometimes we say Magdil, sometimes Migdol. For example, if there's Musaf, you say Migdol. There's no Musaf on Hanukkah. So do you say Migdol or Magdil? The Ben Ishchai, interestingly, said in the Chod Purim, that on Purim you say Migdol, because it's a special Ha'ara on that day. But it's much only because the Ha'ara is the whole day. Therefore, on Hanukkah, when the Ha'ara is not the whole day, it's only during the lighting of the candles. So therefore, one should say Magdil. Regarding the law of Halel, regarding Al Nisim in Musaf, we say Al Nisim in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Hanukkah. Regarding Halel, Halakha says we say the Halel all 8 days, with the beracha, the Gemara Tehalel. The Periyoetz and others are very strict that since Halel is one of the main parts of Hanukkah, they will metaken, Nerot, and Halel. Therefore, the Halel should be said slow, bin imah, bechavod, besimcha. Every word should be said properly, especially if you're learning that when you say the word the Gemara Tehalel means to finish it, so you have to say every word, even though Acham Avodah learns that the word the Gemara actually means to read the Halel. But still, one should be careful to make sure that he says all the words properly. That being said, it's 8 days with the beracha. The Ben Ishchai points out, you should give yourself a thought, even on Pesach, we don't say Halil Gamud. So look how serious the Hanukkah is, that in fact we're saying Halil Gamud. The question then would be, what about ladies, regarding Nerot, regarding Halil? The Rambam, clearly in Hilchot Hanukkah Perek Dalet, says that lady, or is implying from his words, but it's clear, that ladies are not obligated in the Halil on Hanukkah. Therefore, although Achav Avajan and Achav Minsum both agree they could say the Halel, but they cannot make a beracha on the Halel of Hanukkah. Whereas the men clearly are obligated, and therefore they should say it like we said, Bekavanah.